the fires of singing competitions. Beloved Star set out to find one voice. One voice to rule them all. One voice to rise them. One voice to sing them all and finally harmonize them.
So, hi guys. Welcome to round 5 of One Voice. I'm sadly here all by myself tonight because nobody loves me. My judges have disappeared. I don't know where they went. They're gone. And I miss them a little bit. So I'm by myself. But that's okay. It's okay. Because I'm excited for tonight. I love jazz. And I love blues. And it's going to be awesome. So this will be a short episode because I will obviously not be talking to anybody but myself, which could be weird. So I'll try not to do that. So first up is Sukono's immunity round submission.
Myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Let it be, yeah, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the brokenhearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be. 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 Yeah, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be, yeah, let it be.
let it be, yeah, let it be, yeah, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
Okay, so that was Sakona with his immunity submission, Let It Be. Since Sakona was the only submission for the immunity, he is immune this round. Woo! Yay, Sakona! So, yeah, you're immune, so what I say doesn't really matter, but I'll say it anyway. I love this song so much. Every version I hear, I just love a lot. I love the movie version, I love the original, I love covers. It's just a good freaking song. Anyway, other than that, I thought you did a pretty good job, Sakona. I liked the tone you used for this song. I could tell that you were trying to be really precise with your notes in the beginning, which sounded really good, but then at the same time it kind of sacrificed the gospel feel to it for me. But then later on, you seemed to get more free with the melody, but then some of the notes slipped a little bit. You'll just have to find that happy middle ground. So yeah, just the gospel feel and then the intonation here and there. And then there was a weird effect in the end. Like when you did that last one, you used a strange effect. I mean, it was funny. But that's all. Good job. You're immune. Woo! So our first main round submission tonight is Princess Clary.
Tonight shall mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. But will you love me tomorrow? Is this her lasting treasure, or just a moment's pleasure? Can I the magic of your sight? Will you still love me morning star? I'd like to know that your love is love. I won't ask again. Will you still love me tomorrow? Oh, will you still love me tomorrow?
Okay, Clary. Good job. I like that song. It always reminds me of that movie with Minnie Driver. I like that movie. Anyway, nice job, Clary. I have a couple notes for you. You sounded really nice in this, but I have a couple notes about, like, your pronunciation. Like, in the beginning, you said complete lay, and then another one you did like that. I've never heard this version, the specific version you did, so I'm not sure if you were trying to copy the person that did this version, or if you were doing that on your own, but it sounded really strange. And also, you did a strange yodel when you said, so, I'm not sure if you said, so will you love me, or so something else, but so, in the beginning, somewhere after complete lay, but the yodel was a bit strange for me also. I really liked the laid-back feel that you had. I definitely did feel the jazziness to this, and I really liked your vibrato, and your phrasing was nice. Also, you pronounced tomorrow kind of funny, like tomorrow. It was a little bit too pronounced at the end. And then I wasn't really a fan of the part in your head voice where you said, be broken, I think it was. It sounded kind of thin and forced. It was just a little bit strange for me. And then my last note was just make sure you go somewhere dynamically with your long notes instead of just sitting on them. Some of them that you sang in your chest voice, they didn't build, they didn't decrescendo, they didn't do anything, they just kind of sat there. So just be careful of that. But I thought you sounded really nice on this, and I enjoyed it. So very good job. Next is Valkyrie Celeste.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Valk with Love. Valk, I like that you did this song. I thought it was pretty for your voice. When I first heard this, I was like, oh my goodness, this song is so overdone. But I did really enjoy the little stylistic choices that you made with this. You didn't sing it just like cookie cutter the way everyone else does, you know. And I enjoyed that. Part of that was the higher parts you decided to sing in your head voice instead of your chest voice. I really liked that in the first verse or chorus or the first part, whatever you want to call it. I liked that you didn't try to like force the chest voice there instead. I thought the head voice worked for you for this part. The scooping up to each of the actual letters kind of sounded a little bit strange. It kind of sounded like your voice did this really small crack, kind of, when you scooped up to the notes. I'm not sure if it was at the breaking point in your range between chest and head voice, but it was just a little bit strange. I really, really liked the way that you sang "Oh" after the instrumental break. You did this little trill in there or something. It was really pretty. I liked that. After the instrumental, your energy built a lot, which was great, but your vocals kind of suffered for that. I thought some of the head note parts sounded a little bit forced, and because of that, they sounded a little bit too round. I'm not sure if you know what I mean, but I'll try to explain it later if you need to. And my last note was just that sometimes you got a little bit too close to your mic. It peaked a little bit and was a bit distracting. But overall, I thought it was very nice. I thought it was pretty. Good job. Next up is Sakona.
Could you be a teenage idol? Could you be a movie star? When I turn on my TV, will you smile and wave at me, telling Oprah who you are? So you want to be a rock star, with blue-eyed bunnies in your bed. Well, remember when you're rich, that you sold yourself for this. You'll be famous 'cause you're dead. So don't go higher for desire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. I don't want to take you dancing when you're dancing with the world. You can flash your caviar and your million-dollar car. I don't need that kind of girl. But could you be the next sensation? Or will you set the latest style? You don't need a catchy song, 'cause the kids will sing along when you shoot it with a smile. So don't go higher for desire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. So don't fly higher for your fire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. Keep it in your head, Hollywood is dead. Well, you can do the money tango. You can start your little thing. You can swing from vine to vine while the cuties wait in line with the money in their hands. But if you get to California, save a piece of gold for me. If it's the only thing you'll save, then I'll bet you'll never wave when I watch you on TV. So don't go higher. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. world will come to you. You can find it in yourself. Love what is true, and the world will come to you. You can find it in yourself. No, 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 no. Keep it in your head. Hollywood is dead. Come, come, Hollywood is dead, yeah. Woo-hoo. Oh, Hollywood is dead, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's dead, Hollywood is dead, babe, babe, baby, babe, baby, babe, doo-doo. Keep on loving what is true, when the world will come to you, Hollywood is dead. Get it in your head, Hollywood is dead, Hollywood is dead, babe, babe, baby, babe, baby, babe, doo-doo. Get it in your head, Hollywood is dead, Hollywood is dead, babe, 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 doo-doo.
Alright, that was Sakona with Hollywood is Dead, I think. Sakona, I thought that was a good song choice for you. I wasn't sure what you would do with jazz and blues, because I just wasn't sure. But I enjoyed this for you. I have a couple of notes, though. What does this mean? Well, I don't know where this is. I didn't put a time, but I wrote, could you be the next sensation? Sounded a little bit strange. I'm not sure why, but I wrote it. I'll have to go back and listen. Sometimes your intonation was a little bit off, but for the most part, your notes were good in this song. I did kind of feel that it was a little bit too stilted and uptight, I guess. I kind of wanted you to sound a little bit more free with this. Just like really let it out, especially at the end. I did like the tone that you used for this song. I thought it was really nice. And I liked that you tried out some runs, and for the most part, they worked out really nicely for you, I thought. The part where you said, if you get to California, sounded a little bit shouty to me, instead of, how it's supposed to sound, I guess. I'm sorry, I'm so tired, and I have no idea what I'm doing right now, but, I liked your long held out notes, they sounded really nice. I liked how you didn't really waver at all, and they sounded good. The last time you said get it in your head, like right at the end, I'm not sure, but it sounded kind of like the track distorted or something strange. It was weird. But overall, I thought this was nice. I thought this was a good pick for your voice. So good job.